Unit 6. Lesson 2. Activity 4.
Good evening and welcome to our world. Tonight's guest is the explorer Sally Brendel. Sally, you've been on expeditions to some of the most unspoilt forests on the planet. What is it like?
Fantastic. There's nothing better than being the first scientist to see a particular river, for example, or to find a new plant or animal. On my most recent trip, we were looking for a rare crocodile in a rainforest in Asia, but we discovered a previously unknown snake. Although it was tiny and completely harmless, it was still very exciting.
It sounds it. So tell us about your early life. How did you become an explorer?
Well, I've been interested in nature ever since I was a young child. While my friends were playing games, I used to go fishing or looking for animals in the fields near my home. I wasn't interested in protecting creatures in those days. In fact, I used to catch them to put them in my own little zoo.
And what was your first expedition?
As soon as I was 18, I went to Africa with an organization called Africa Exchange. They run different projects, things like helping to build schools or studying how monkeys behave. My job was to count how many lions and elephants there were in a certain area every day. That was a fantastic introduction and really important for the protection program.
And what did you do after that?
While I was at university, I met a famous Brazilian explorer. He was planning an expedition to the Amazon rainforest in order to study the plants that people use for medicine. A team member broke her leg, so he asked me to go in her place.
Can you describe what it's like to be in a rainforest?
Well, the thing I always notice is the atmosphere. Although it's not silent, the noises are all natural, which I find very relaxing. Despite the heat and the wildlife, it's quite safe if you're careful. Modern technology means you can't really get lost nowadays.
And finally, Sally, would you like to tell us a bit about your new TV series?
Yes, of course. It's called Secrets of the Rainforest. Of course, it's no secret that many animals will disappear unless they are protected. The idea is to show people that it's not just popular animals like tigers that are in danger. There are lots of animals in the world's rainforests that no one has heard of, and many of them need our help too. So in this program, we introduce people to some of those.
Well, it sounds really interesting. I can't wait to see it. Sally, thank you very much for coming in today.